Richland Center Republican Dale Schultz told the Associated Press that he would vote against a plan to use new Republican-drawn maps if there's another round of state Senate recalls next year. That leaves Republicans at least one vote short of what they need in the narrowly divided state Senate. But Schultz would not say how he'd vote on the plan to require notarized recall petitions. New Berlin Republican Senator Mary Lozick testified at a public hearing that it would cut down on fraud and put recall petition circulators on notice.
It puts them more on call not to leave these things laying around on counters, not to have somebody, you know, passing them on down the line, a little more accountability.
The state's elections agency testified that Lozick's plan would actually increase the amount of time they need to review recall petitions, since they'd now have to check the notary's information too. That time could add up in a statewide recall like the one Democrats are planning to launch against Governor Scott Walker, where a minimum of 540,000 signatures are required. Milwaukee Democratic Senator Spencer Coggs asked Lozick how it would make the process any more secure, since each signature is already scrutinized in any recall.
What you're trying to prevent is not going to happen. All you're going to do is just make it harder for recalls, and maybe that's your intent.
The state constitution prohibits the legislature from passing laws that make it harder to recall someone from office. The plan could also come with a cost, since notaries can charge up to 50 cents for each petition they verify. Lozick's committee was scheduled to vote on the plan later this morning. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.